Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
As the last day, which is sure to be a long day today at the state capitol, working out details of a state budget, and many of those details still fuzzy, sort of trickling out at this point, we do know that the state education department is being charged with the task of overhauling teacher evaluation standards, and that's expected by June, and I know there's a story in the paper on that today.
Yeah, according to our story by reporter Rick Carlin, it looks like as these details come out that even the state teachers union, the New York State United Teachers, are going to have some role in helping teachers that get poor evaluations work for second chances. And it's all about the Education Transformation Act. That's what it's being called. And it's the way that Governor Cuomo is tying more than $1.3 billion in additional school aid to the evaluation of teachers. Of course, that's been a really hotly contested issue. Under the plan, teachers whose students persistently do poorly on standardized tests that are supposed to measure their progress, teachers could be fired even if they're tenured. At the same time, the leader of the New York State United Teachers, which has really been leading the charge against this evaluation program, is urging parents to boycott standardized tests in grades 3 through 8. And, you know, those tests make up to 20% of the teachers' rating. Karen McGee, who's president of the New York State United Teachers, said the instructions on how parents can opt out are on the union's website. And while she's calling for this boycott, the governor's office is preparing the list of school runs. Those are the charts that show how much more state aid each school district is going to get. And of course, that's the carrot along with the stick of testing. Every school district wants more money to expand their education programs and provide some much-needed resources after long periods of dry state ed increases to improve the education program. So this is all working out. The State Board of Regents and the Education Department need to develop this project by June, and we're going into a day where today's the deadline for all this. So we're looking for more details and seeing how all this shakes down.
More details to come. We've been speaking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.